This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Climate justice advocate Ian Thomas Tafoya is running for Denver mayor. The 36-year-old currently serves as the state director for Green Latinos, where he pushes for cleaner air, water, and more aggressive recycling programs.
It's time to come together as a region to find solutions. So to do this, our administration will focus on regional cooperation, housing, environment, and public health and safety.
Tafoya also ran for Denver City Council in 2015 and lost. He'll likely join a crowded race next year, with current Denver Mayor Michael Hancock term limited. More than a dozen people have already declared their candidacy or expressed interest in a campaign. Colorado's largest coal power plant is expected to be fully back online in June after being without its newest generator for months. Here's CPR's Miguel Otárola.
Electrical problems caused the unit at the Comanche Generating Station in Pueblo to break down back in January. Plant operator Xcel Energy blamed the lengthy outage on delays getting replacement parts from Germany. In a new filing, Xcel now tells state regulators the parts were delivered and that the unit could return to service in June. This wasn't the first time the generator broke down, nor was it the longest. Separate problems knocked it offline throughout 2020. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
April saw yet another all-time record in housing prices in the state's second-largest real estate market. In the Pikes Peak region, the median cost of a single-family home now sits at nearly $485,000, still well below the same figure in Metro Denver, which is now $625,000. This is CPR News.